Don't forget, tonight is the Christmas Walk in downtown Decatur. We'll have our Chamber After Hours party starting at 5 p.m. in the downtown studios here. And then make sure you get out and support all the retail shops. We have our Deck the Town contest that's going on and underway. Great time for you to enter all those codes at all the different establishments, give you increased chances to win that $3,000 shopping spree. And also tonight will be the direct line on display for everyone to come look at and watch. Do you feel a little bit like you're at the zoo on those
yes,
nights?
Yes, yeah. But every time we have to come in at 5 o'clock, just as it's starting, and there's a party out there, and we're in here doing our job, and I always feel like, man, how come I can't be out there?
Well, because you're on the air. Why I can't ever go to a breakfast event. It's just right. The way
I
it get, works.
It is, yeah. Yes.
All right, I have to ask you this. I don't want to weigh into all of the whole blow-up of all of this and the hashtag Me Too. I do find it interesting that Time Magazine only picked women of the Me Too movement. What about the 14-year-old kid raped by Kevin Spacey? He's not a victim because he's got the wrong genitalia.
I haven't read the story yet, but that was interesting to me. Yeah,
yeah, I understand the victims. But what I also think this is doing is lumping every single thing that we've talked about into one bowl.
Exactly.
And it's not.
No, you have what's taking place in the workplace, and then you have sexual abuse apart from that.
But even sexual abuse, somebody going to make a pass at somebody or attempting to kiss somebody is not the same thing as raping someone.
That's right. And take a look at this. This has appeared on Facebook today. These are the same two people that are on NBC.
Oh, well, go look at the roast they did of him a couple years ago with all of his bosses. It was a private party at the Friars Club. But go, I mean, the stuff they were saying in 2008 at this roast about him. So anyway, I don't want to get into all that. I want to get into the John Conyers part. Pardon because me. One of these things happened in church.
This latest allegation,
which I think is just like everybody went, okay, that's it.
That's it. You're done.
Yeah, you're done. Because at church.
Well, now let's just say our track record at church is not always the best.
Okay, but not. I mean, I'm talking about the incident happened at church.
Yeah. Well. Am I surprised? I'm not particularly surprised, I wouldn't think.
Why? Well, you get a lot of this at church during services?
Hopefully we don't get, the John Conyers move. But I shouldn't be laughing, other than it's so comical, and it's so tragic it's comical.
Yes. You know,
tragedy and comedy are that real close line together.
They are. Some of it's tragic. Some of it is just I think these guys have gotten away with doing whatever they've gotten away with for so long, and they've been – Al Franken was a celebrity before he was a politician. Bill Clinton, I think when you live a life where probably in your time, in your fame, women have thrown themselves at you occasionally here or there, that you just sort of after a while start thinking you can do anything to anyone. I mean, I think that there's a mindset that's hard for most people to understand.
It is. Now, does it happen in church? I'm sure it does.
And I think it's like, I remember when the whole Tiger Woods thing came out, and it was like, oh, well, he's doing all this stuff. Can you imagine the temptation that was, I mean, Bob on the corner in South Shores cannot relate to the temptation thrown at Tiger Woods, can he?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
so. Can any of us?
Absolutely not.
I mean, it's real easy to be judgmental in the Lazy Boy, not at the Playboy Mansion with beautiful women throwing themselves at you.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, and who are we kidding? Men are men, women are women. And if put in the wrong place at the wrong time, how are we going to respond?
I think there's just multiple conversations that need to take place if you're going to have the conversation. You can't lump all of it into one category. Because some of these instances, now this Al Franken latest thing wasn't somebody that worked for him or somebody that worked. I mean, so you even calling it under sexual harassment isn't the same thing.
No, at that point, it's either
I mean, and men and women are going to interact. What they don't tell you is on some of the other sides of these exact same scenarios, people end up married.
Right.
It's a tough one. How does the church handle it?
The church, we are aware, I'm aware, that when single people show up at the building, they are probably looking for other single people, more than likely. So you got to go, okay, how is this going to play out? And then we've had times along the way in the life of all congregations, you have a situation, you go, well, that's just out of line. And at that point, leaders have to step in and say, okay, this carries on. You can't remain part of the community in the way in which you're used to it, in which we're used to, or we have to come up with a new solution.
Okay.
We've asked people to leave the congregation in the past because of behavior.
But you've probably had to do that in other areas as well.
Oh, yeah, not just over sexuality issues.
Yeah.
If we've had problems with people who are taking the church's membership list and then using it to go and drum up business, and you can just... They join the church.
So behavior is across the board.
That's right, yeah.
And so you get any large number of people together, you're going to have...
You're going to have trouble. We know that we see some 2,000 or more people every month that belong to our church.
I'm not a moralist, and anybody who's listened to this program for 21 years, I'm the last person that will tell somebody what to do or how to live with their life. It's just not my thing, and I don't judge a lot. I really don't. But when I heard him hitting on her in church, I can't think of the scenario in my head, even like a Bill Clinton that you had the nerve to like. First of all, wouldn't that be? I mean, who thinks about that while they're in church?
70% of the people, I would think.
But while they're at church?
Well, who are we kidding? We're sexual creatures, aren't
but
we?
But not at church.
Now, are we sexually deviant creatures at church? You would hope not, but nonetheless.
I mean, who uses the church pew to cop a feel?
Oh, well, hopefully only John Connors.
That seems a little, Lindsay, that seems a little bold.
It's very bold. But, I mean, the whole thing is... Walking in the building doesn't change a person, though.
No, that's true.
You know, any more than you're no less evil or any more sacred by having walked into a church.
No,
building.
I know. I found
the irony of it is horrendous.
Yes. I mean, that was the straw you know, for John Conyers, because you add the at church to the. I mean, the rest of it just gets blurred into all the headlines. But you go, okay, now that's a first in all of this.
Yeah, and plus it was like, you know, what he actually did to the lady. I'm going, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He did a radio interview and he said this, he wasn't going to let this define his legacy.
Yeah.
And like only people
hubris,
in D.C. use a word like that, right?
Why is he worried about it? Is your legacy, well, you can't define your legacy by saying what
your legacy isn't defined by your definition of your legacy. No, legacy is your legacy.
His legacy will always be, okay, he marched with Martin Luther King Jr., but
he ended the field his career. In church. Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We come back here, we'll do Gift of the Day, and then we'll find out what's coming up the direct line. You can see it in person tonight. It'll be on the air right here. Big window you can come in and look at, make faces, do whatever you want to do. Back
grand.
With more after this.
Whether you need therapy for a medical condition or advanced non-invasive cosmetic treatments, the Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology is dedicated to you and your skin. Their board-certified dermatologists use state-of-the-art technology grounded in the latest research to treat all conditions and diseases that affect the skin. Visit a Christie Clinic Department of Dermatology location near you. Medical and cosmetic dermatology services are available at Christie Clinic locations throughout East Central Illinois. Call 366-1248 or visit dermatology.christieclinic.com to schedule an appointment at a Christie Clinic location near you.
Saturday, December 9th, don't miss Holiday Jazz at Kirkland Fine Arts Center. The Millikan University Faculty Jazz Sextet returns once again to get you in the holiday spirit with their jazzy swing on holiday classics. Upbeat and soothing favorites are sure to make everyone in the family tap their toes and sing along. Celebrate the sounds of the season during the 10th annual holiday concert featuring jazz vocalist and Millikan alumnus Angel Specia. Holiday Jazz, December 9th. For tickets, visit KirklandFineArts.com.
Just Flooring is just the place for your outdoor, home, or business flooring needs. Hardwood, ceramic, carpet, or laminate. They have it all and offer financing and furniture movers to make the project just right for your budget and your timeline. Locally owned with over 38 years of experience, they are your Decatur area floor covering specialists. Plus, they were voted the number one flooring company in 2016 by Herald and Review's Reader's Choice. Stop by their showroom at 2904 North Oakland Avenue or see their selection online at justflooring.net.
Santa's coming to town!
We have so many gifts of the day. We have two today. You're going to have to help me with this first line. Are you being clever here?
No, that's crack.
It's spelled C-R-A-I-C.
Yes, crack.
And go out on the lash?
Go out on the lash.
All right, you're trying to do some Irish jokes here that I'm not getting. Doherty's right across the street. What I do know is you can go there and it is solid. Irish speak for you want to have fun and good conversation, good drinks, the best fish and chips, and a best pour of Guinness. And by the way, Lindsay and I have both been certified Guinness pouring at the Guinness factory in Dublin, Ireland. Mm-hmm. I have a certificate and everything. They're located on William Street. Doherty's Pub is a taste of Ireland right in downtown Decatur. They feature a full menu of appetizers, soups, salads, and sandwiches, entrees, and desserts. They also offer traditional Irish specialty menu, including hand-dipped cod and heart beer batter served with chips, which is the traditional Irish shepherd pie and Irish stew. They also serve the ultimate comfort food. I love their corned beef and cabbage with red potatoes. The local favorite is the Irish nachos, waffle fries smothered in seasoned ground beef covered in the house cheese sauce. For beer lovers, Doherty's is home to more than 13 specialty draft beers, including the traditional staples Guinness, and it's not Smith with, it's but, Smithick.
Yeah, Smithick.
Irish ale. That's what my favorite was in Ireland. Doherty's is the perfect location for your holiday work gathering as well. They have two large separate bank rooms that we use all the time here at Newhoff Media. You can check out their website for daily specials and their soup of the day at Doherty'sPubsAndPins.com. They're located at 242 East William Street in downtown Decatur. You can give them a call at 428-5612. Now, is the post up on the Now Decatur Facebook page?
Yes, it is.
You can not only win a $100 gift card today by going to the Now Decatur Facebook page, you can also win a $3,000 shopping spree, including another $100 gift card to Doherty's by going to the Now Decatur app or the Now Decatur page and checking out Deck the Town. Doherty's, we use them all the time. They've got two fantastic rooms, and they've got really, really good traditional Irish food. And everybody jokes about the food in Ireland.
Oh, it's
what
fantastic.
Was one of our favorite things in Ireland? The food.
The food.
Doherty's, right across from the studios. Our gift of the day. And part of our Deck the Town contest, go to the Now Decatur Facebook page and check it out right now. Wayne Kent in the studios, direct line tonight at 5 o'clock. What's
that? You did
that
very well. You did that all the way through that whole song. That's very impressive.
Well, thank you.
But he didn't want to do my Irish speak.
Well, that was a little too cute by half. That's all I'm saying.
Come on.
Were you paying attention to the song in your cans and thinking about where it was so you keep going?
Sure. Or? It's a timing thing. We've done Gifts of the Day for a long time.
It's very well done. Very well done.
I often thought it's rote, right? I mean, 21 years of doing it 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. I think I could probably turn the clock off this screen and do it by feel.
You're probably right.
And hit 5850. There's just a... You know,
no, but most people who are not musicians are not aware of where that song was going and how it happens.
And
yet you were aware of where it was and when the bridge happened, and it was quite impressive.
Thank you for noticing.
Intuitively.
Thank you. All right, what's up tonight at 5 o'clock?
Well, we've got the first hour can be a free-all, which I'm really looking forward to. I want to take on a number of things. Like there's a conversation in the Atlantic Monthly recently about how gyms have become the new churches of the day.
Uh-huh.
Because people can go to gyms and they can have community, and in the midst of a workout, they can kind of transcend who they are sometimes, and we'll have that kind of conversation.
So are you guys building a gym?
No, but we'd have fitness classes and everything, but I don't know the people, but nonetheless.
I'm just curious how this all works. And then, you know, I hear that the AI folks are creating their own church, too. The artificial intelligence people, they're creating.
Well, not the artificial, people worshiping artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I know, but it's getting.
For crying out loud.
Listen. You should be terrified. I'm telling you, this is the one thing. I am not Chicken Little, never have been for 21 years. But I'm telling you right now, there is a story today that literally says that AI is creating a false reality that humans can't distinguish from.
And by the way, they have reached tax-exempt status, this church.
Of course they have.
Yes.
Well, but that goes back to the Pastafarians.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's.
I mean, they have actually filed for.
Does anyone ever just go, Lord Jesus, help us?
I don't know if in those exact words.
But something accordingly, right?
Something like that, yes.
The same sentiment. Like, what on earth is next?
I get the religion thing. You know, if somebody wants to take it, I mean, that's the whole idea of having freedom of speech in this country, that you can be ridiculous. You can't start parsing out. I mean, then who gets to decide that?
No, that's the point.
Yeah.
If you draw the line, what if you draw the line in the wrong place? So there is no line.
Yeah, everyone's fine with drawing lines until their ox gets gored.
That's
and
right,
then everybody
right.
wants to stop drawing lines. And you're better just not having any lines.
So anyways, apparently gyms are beginning to take the place of churches in some people's minds. And fair enough, we'll have to examine that. I also have a poll coming out of Great Britain that trust in ministers is increasingly to drop.
Why is that? I would think that would have been back in the 80s.
You'd think it'd be in the 80s, but no, we continue to go down. I think, and I find that interesting. We're not as low as politicians.
Well, politicians are just above child pedophile. When you get a member of Congress talking about how unpopular Trump is, look at their favorable ratings, because they're in the toilet compared to Trump's.
So So yeah.
So anyway, it's interesting that the pastors are being not. I don't know where we're going with all this. I was reading a story this morning that millennials have a whole new light on socialism, versus capitalism. And I think that has to do with you haven't done anything yet. I mean, I think people that age have always been stupid.
Well, the church across the country is aware that those who follow Christ, who call themselves Christians, who are millennials, tend to be. Really espousing socialist ideas, which is different than the church of, say, 30 years ago when that same group would be far more interested in helping the poor, but from the perspective of certainly not left-wing.
Yeah, but don't you think your early 20 kid, I mean, they haven't earned any money yet. They haven't. I mean, I think the reason those trends go away in older demographics is because they've got a sense of what the world is. And when you're coming out of college, I don't think you have a clue.
You know, Winston Churchill indicated that years ago.
If you're not a liberal at 20, you don't have a heart. And if you're not a conservative at 30, you don't have a brain, I think was the paraphrase. Yes.
Yeah. So we've got that, though. I was reading also millennials now are the largest voting bloc in the country.
And they're 2-to-1 Democrat.
2-to-1 Democrat.
But that will change. I mean, I think that's more a status of that photograph of their place in life at that time than it means that they'll always be that way.
And you always wonder if that has been influenced by the most recent national election.
Sure it is.
When they were appalled at this, that, and the other.
Yeah, it's never been more divided, or at least it's not felt.
No,
it's
just
divided.
I
wasn't old enough during Vietnam and the protest and Watergate to have a true sense of what living in that world was like. I was around, but I was too young.
Right.
I mean, I saw it on TV, but I didn't. I am sure that it was as bad then as, I mean, you know, people were at airports spitting on soldiers. I mean, it was a bad time.
Right. So the level of, you and I have chatted in the past, the level of angst in the nation is at an all-time high. I've had conversations with some folk on the East and West Coast of late, and they ask me how the middle America is. I'm saying, you don't get it. Yeah. You absolutely
don't
get it.
But wouldn't you think in a time like this, people would be flocking to churches? I mean, that's where people used to go for steady, when they had angst. What's changed?
There are more options.
Yeah.
There are more options on Sunday morning. And Sunday morning years ago, you couldn't go shopping. You couldn't. I mean, even 20 years ago, you couldn't do this.
No, well, you had those crazy preachers that were comparing and contrasting Jesus and Spider-Man. You could find that on like Sunday morning. But I mean, yeah, and I'm sure that's out there somewhere still to this day. You know what I'm talking about.
Sometimes I want to get inside your brain and see where all this stuff
comes
from.
I think that actually happened. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be back. Wayne Kent tonight, The Direct Line, starting at 5 o'clock. Here's Lindsay with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got mostly sunny skies, highs near 40 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 20. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 28. And Friday, sunshine, highs near 34. It is 34 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be certified pre-owned vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Hi, I'm Gay Auberg, owner of Synergy Home Care, and we have an amazing team of in-home caregivers. And thanks to their giving hearts, we receive many thank yous like this one.
Dear Betsy and Synergy Home Care team, we want to thank you for all the patience and support shown to our family during our attempt to bring my dad home from his hospitalization and rehab. You and your staff displayed amazing friendliness and warmth to us during the entire process. I will definitely be a billboard for Synergy. Your caregivers who were at my parents' home when my dad passed showed the most caring and compassionate hearts. We were truly touched
Whether you or your loved one needs help once a week or 24/7, we can customize a care plan that fits your essentials. We understand the importance of dignity and independence and the desire to stay in the home you love. Give us a call at 217-615-1826 or visit us online at synergyhomecare.com. Compassionate caregivers are now being hired and franchise opportunities are available.
Saturday, December 9th, don't miss Holiday Jazz at Kirkland Fine Arts Center. The Millikan University Faculty Jazz Sextet returns once again to get you in the holiday spirit with their jazzy swing on holiday classics. Upbeat and soothing favorites are sure to make everyone in the family tap their toes and sing along. Celebrate the sounds of the season during the 10th annual holiday concert featuring jazz vocalist and Millikan alumnus Angel Specia. Holiday Jazz, December 9th. For tickets, visit KirklandFineArts.com.
Back here wrapping up our morning, Wayne Kent in the studios tonight. If you really want to be awkward and uncomfortable, stick around for the 6 o'clock hour.
Yes, 6 o'clock.
They're going to talk about Christian sexuality.
Right. Beauty.
I like to keep those two things separate.
Why?
I don't know.
That's the last thing we need to do.
Really?
Yeah. Shouldn't Christians be fully embracing of sexuality?
See, I'm already awkward and uncomfortable.
God made us this way for a reason.
I think it's a brilliant idea to have the chat.
You go right ahead. No.
You can't. I can't even get you to take a bite at that.
See? And then you're using language like that. Stop. I don't. What is it you're going to discuss? You have an author of a book.
Right. Yeah. And what is a Christian view of sexuality in a highly sexualized culture, which there's lots of talk about sexuality.
My first take on that would be uptight.
No, I don't think we're uptight at all.
Oh.
Some Christians might be uptight.
Wayne.
Well, we'll find out tonight.
You'll find out at least this one person's opinion. Who is the author of the book?
Okay, this gentleman is...
Of course it's a guy.
Yeah, I got to take my glasses off.
We only have 50 seconds left here, but don't you think it is fair to say that throughout the history of humankind, the church has been pretty repressive in this area?
Except that we keep having babies.
Yeah, well, I know, but I mean, let's call it what it is.
We'll find out tonight.
I'd rather talk about Jesus and Spider-Man. We will be back with you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock. Direct Line will be tonight at 5. And if you missed any of the show today, podcasts are presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin, and available on the Now Decatur Facebook page, nowdecatur.com, or the Now Decatur app. We'll see you tonight, Christmas Walk. Come on out and join us for our chamber after hours from 5 to 7, and make sure you get out and support all of the area local businesses. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Yeah.